Technical associate. And today's program engineered by our technical director, Chad Green. Robert and Joseph Kukula, who manages the Youth Media Center. Ben Rutkowski also works in education as manager of special projects. Interns currently on duty, Lila George and Monet West. Ella Storm, technical associate. And today's program engineered by our technical director, Chad Green. Robert Gray is director of operations, and Ricky Berger is director of me. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
Come in and squash that sucker flat. You tune to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
that place that he... No, never mind. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons getting us started at 12:04. Much more music time. How are ya? Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Salt of Swing, your Gum Loudly Gratch, the Chet Fidista Group Workology, Jay Thurber at 12:04. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul. Right up until the 3 o'clock hour, the full-time request line is open. And 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, taking requests at Jay Thurber Show. Sunny skies this afternoon and hot with a high near 88. We're at 79 right now. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes.
This is Jeopardy. Now entering the studio are today's contestants. First, an assistant plant engineer from Studio City, California, Janet Lattner. And a waiter from Los Angeles, California, Peter Silence. And our returning champion, a library assistant from Harbor City, California, who so far has won a total of $3,475.
Jay Thurber.
Thank you.
This portion of the program brought to you by, I don't know who it's brought to you by. It's a dirty trick is what it is.
Evel Knievel leaps over seven 1946 Studebakers later with Jay Thurber.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Of Mighty Mouse Playhouse has been brought to you by Nestle's Quick. Nestle's makes the very best chocolate.
My love must be a kind of blind love.
Radio 9 at 12:21. Much more music time. We're going to check your full-time forecast right after this song, and then new music from the All-American Rejects. Here's Manfred Mann on Radio 9. Man here on Radio 9 at 12:24 chime time. New music from All-American Rejects coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Hey there, keen teens. Yes, indeed. Next week in McKeesport, it is International Village, the 65th annual International Village. This is a three-day folk music and food festival at Renzihausen Park in McKeesport, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Gates open at 3 o'clock. Entertainment starts each night at 5 o'clock in the Jacomas Blue Top Pavilion and then up on the main stage at 6 o'clock. Jay Thurber will be there trying desperately to look important. We'll be helping provide the video webcast, but if you want to boogie on down there and get more information in from internationalvillage.info. This is a nonprofit event that is run by the city. And what else to tell you about? Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to Allison Piccolino from State Senator Nick Pisitano's office. She's going to tell us about a Village for Kids that is happening on Monday, August 11th, that if you're anywhere within the sound of my voice and you have kids under the age of, let's say, 15 or so, bring them on down and you can get information about public safety, about fingerprinting, about dental help, health care, after-school programs, and, oh, so much more. So that will be coming up in just a couple of minutes, but hopefully we'll see you next week out there at the Village. What else to tell you about? The Motorcycle Safety Federation wants you to know that this is the time of year when deer are on the move and deer are unpredictable. It's important for riders to be alert and focused on riding. The Motorcycle Safety Federation also recommends that you wear full protective gear, including a helmet. Did you know that 13% of rider deaths on motorcycle crashes are the result of crashing into deer? I bring this up because I just was talking to someone the other day who was on an ATV and a deer crashed into them and they are now limping around and injured. The deer population just keeps getting more and more and more and more. And when you're out there on your bike, we want you to be safe. So visit motorcyclesafety.org to get more information. And when encountering an animal, slow down. Use both brakes to stop. If it's a larger animal like a deer that jumps out in front of you, the Motorcycle Safety Federation recommends using emergency braking. And if you're unable to stop in time, attempt to go behind, not in front of the animal. Get more tips and training information. Go to motorcyclesafety.org. Okay? All right.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
I've never gotten one with a rifle, but
what's the weather gonna
I've come a few, close a few times with a
this wonderful weekend with your radio.
Sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 88, clear overnight, low of 63, sunny and hot on Sunday with a high near 90, Monday sunny and hot, high 91, and then on Tuesday sunny and hot with a high near 93. Right now, just hit a much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 80 in Washington County and in Butler. It's 81 in Beaver County, outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, 79 degrees. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, it's 81 degrees.
The sandbox
with new music.
Outside the bombs are bursting. See the children play in camel green. Morning tea, cup of casualties.
The All-American Rejects here on Radio 9, and this is your All-American Reject, Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:30. Got some boogie in my butt. I love to strut. Gladys Knight and the Bips on Radio 9.
When
Studio window here while I'm on the air. Now, I don't know what kind of train that is. It's not the friendship train, though. Gladys Knight and the Pips here on Radio 9. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at J. Thurber Show. Send in a request and build me up, Buttercup. Here are the Foundation. moments, finding love on a two-way street on Radio 9. I've never been told to find love on a two-way street. I've been told to go play in traffic a few times. It's Gail Garnett on Radio 9.
We'll sing in the sunshine. We love every day. We'll sing in the sunshine. Then I'll be on my way. I will never love you. The cost of love's too dear.
Yeah.
determined by the Supremes. International Village is next week in McGeesport.
Jay Thurber!
Well, it has long been the place to see and be seen in the Mon Valley every summer. It's McGeesport's International Village, now celebrating 65 years. It's coming up Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Renzihausen Park in McGeesport. There is an admission charge of $2 at the gate. You can get more information at internationalvillage.info. What this is a three-day ethnic food and music festival. Gates open each day at 3 o'clock. Entertainment starts at 5 o'clock. Celebrating ethnicities from around the world, from Europe and Asia and Africa. No Australians there. I guess we don't have many Australians in Western Pennsylvania, but no Australian booth. Just about every other ethnicity you can find there. Like I said, International Village itself is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but there's also an International Village for kids that is on Monday. Allison Piccolino is on the line with us from State Senator Nick Pisitano's office. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking some time. So this is what is a village for kids, and that is coming up on Monday, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The 16th annual.
And what is a village for kids?
The village for kids is a day, you know, that kids can just be kids, right? It's a really just a day filled of constant fun and excitement. You know, we have over 35 organizations a part of the day, and each organization not only brings their information and their outreach, but also has an activity for each kid to participate in. They have giveaways, they have, you know, just various prizes, you know, skill games, they have crafts. Just a wide range. Then also the lunch is provided, as well as we have meet and greets. We're going to have a foam party this year. We have a meet and greet made possible actually by Nuttall in McKeesport there.
Yeah.
They're bringing Stitch. Our friend Stitch will be there. Throughout the day, we have ammo from the River Hounds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, a photo booth. I could just go on and on, but really it's just a day where kids can just enjoy, meet one another. You know, I've had people come up to me that say, I remember coming to this when I was a kid, and here's my kid now continuing the tradition, you know. So it's really just a very positive, upbeat day.
And there's an opportunity
for families to enjoy.
For moms and dads, grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncles, guardians, whoever, to get information about things like health screenings and dental care and I believe there's fingerprinting, too, there for child find, correct?
Mm-hmm. Kids of all ages, let's put it that way, because there are times that, yeah, maybe someone's bringing their grandchild, but they learn about something that is in the communities they might want to get interested
like
in.
Like a pre-K program
or
pre-K and Healthy Start programs and stuff like that, because you've got a lot of social services providers that will be there as well, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this actually, you know, started, if we want to talk about that, you know, 16 years ago. You know, the McKeesport Healthier Communities Partnership was a youth logic model.
Uh-huh.
And it started during the 50th anniversary of International Village.
Okay.
And so this was an opportunity just to, kick off the celebration and then having an opportunity for kids to come out and have like their own little International Village in a way where it would be more about organizations and opportunities and fun. And, it started out just really as a one-time event, to be honest.
Okay.
And then Mayor Jim Brewster, I remember us standing on stage, and I always think about this because it feels like yesterday, but, you know, he had said, everybody have a great time, and everyone screams, yeah. And then I said, you know, do you want to do it again? And everyone goes, yeah. And, you know.
And now you're in for it, aren't you?
And I remember it was like 90 degrees out, and we were sweating. There was honestly, we had almost 1,000 children there that day. You know, and it continued. And, you know, the senator, he became Senator Brewster, and, you know, have the, you know, honor of continuing to work with the Senate. And Senator Nick Pisitano was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
We are continuing this tradition because it is in the city of McKeesport, but for all the communities surrounding as well. We have people from all over come and enjoy the day. And, 16th and beyond. So.
Yeah. Be
really
careful what you wish
to
for,
grow
huh?
Too, Jason.
Yeah,
I know, right? but you know, really, it does. Though, I mean, it's continuing. It's there. I mean, we have like I said, like probably about 40 organizations involved. You know, it's still very strong. And, you know, rain or shine.
With stuff for kids and for their grown-ups as well.
Right, right. And I have to say, too, you know, you never, you know, do anything alone, right? Mm-hmm. In life, there's always a team effort. And so, you know, you have these organizations that without them, like, you know, wouldn't be possible. You know, we also have the City of McKeesport, you know, the Human Service Center, Mon Valley. Mm-hmm. They all, you know, they make the lunch possible. The McKeesport Trail Commission, you know, they are helping, you know, with the Prince and Princess. I can talk a couple seconds about that. It's a cool opportunity for kids 12 and under.
Let me reset us just a quick moment so that people know what we're talking about. Allison Piccolito is on the phone with us from State Senator Nick Pisitano's office. We're talking about International Village, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in McKeesport from 3 until 9. That's at Renzihausen Park. Internationalvillage.info for the entire schedule of entertainment, plus the list of vendors that will be there. But on Monday, that is August 11th, it is a Village for Kids that gets underway at 12 noon, and that is right next to the International Village site. It is the Lions Club Band Shell.
Yeah, it's a really a cool opportunity for kids if they wish. You know, ages 12 and under, they can fill out a very quick application at registration and to talk about, you know, why they would want to represent Village for Kids for that whole year, right? And so they fill out the applications, they are reviewed, and then around 2:30, now you have to be present to win.
Okay.
I want to make that clear. People have to be there at 2:30 if they filled out an application, and if they are chosen, they come onto the stage and they are crowned. We crown a prince and princess, and then they get to come to International Village on Tuesday, and on stage during opening ceremonies, they receive a bike and a helmet. And obviously they're recognized on stage, and then they receive the bike and helmet that is made possible by the McKeesport Trail Commission.
Okay. Allison, you grew up in the area. What are your memories of McKeesport's International Village?
Oh, gosh. I mean, going there, you know, you have all your favorites, you know, your favorite foods and such. But, you know, I always enjoyed the stage, watching all of the entertainment and learning, you know, I mean, I'm from St. Sava, Serbian Orthodox Church, and, you know, having, you know, my family from Monroeville Church that I think believe still does perform on stage, and watching all of that, seeing family and friends on stage. I never did it, but I always just enjoy taking a moment and watching the various, you know, traditions of multiple, you know, backgrounds, and just meeting new people, seeing old friends. You know, even at a young age, you see friends from school and you see their families, and now I'm seeing those same people but with their own families, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just the tradition of it is so genuine that you gotta go and see it. And not only are you enjoying the foods, but you just get to see people and kind of, you know, I'm big on reminiscing. Yeah. I gotta be honest, I love to reminisce, and going there kind of just takes you back to your childhood. It's just a good feeling.
So the Village for Kids is Monday, August 11th, starting at noon. That is at the Lions Club Bandshell in Renzihausen Park. Roughly 40 vendors will be there. Yeah, Allison, you said there's going to be a foam party, and I apologize. I'm old. For the benefits of old people, what's a foam party for kids?
Well, you're going to have to stop by.
Okay.
But the McKeesport Housing Authority is bringing the foam party. So what it is they have this machine, and it makes bubbles and foam. And, you know, we'll have music.
Like soap
and
bubbles. Sort of like soap bubbles.
Kind of like, like a bubble party, but it's more like a heavier bubbles. So it's foam. Okay. Yeah.
So that's from 12 until 3 on Monday. That's a Village for Kids. Adult supervision is recommended for all children ages 6 and younger. There will be food, treats, and crafts there from more than 40 vendors. That's on Monday, August 11th. And then, of course, the main International Village is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
Allison, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning.
No, and thank you again for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Everywhere this weekend, things are happening. Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch. This wonderful
and then new music on the other side of that. Here's the Isley Brothers.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
3-2. They take on the Reds again this afternoon at PNC Park. Game time is at 6:40. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 88. Clear overnight with a low of 63. Sunny and hot Sunday with a high near 90. Monday, sunny and hot, high 91. Tuesday, sunny and hot, high 93. And then on Wednesday, chance of rain with a high of 89. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 80 in Washington County, 86 in Beaver County. Outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, 79 and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland at WRCT. It's 82. New music from Calibro 35 is going to take us to the news.